Welcome to the Holistic Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Keisha Blair, wife, mother of three, author of Holistic Wealth, and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. The show will showcase various experts in the key pillars of holistic wealth. Each week, we deliver the best information on how to become holistically wealthy and live your best life. Today, we have a very special solo episode for you. And this episode is so important, and I'm excited to share it with you today. And we're going to be talking about the concern with everyone with becoming a millionaire when they should be focused on holistic wealth as a larger, broader goal. And before we get into this solo episode, I would just like to acknowledge our sponsor, the Institute on Holistic Wealth. And the website is www.instituteonholisticwealth.com. And if you visit the website, there's a range of resources there. There are courses there to help you on your way to achieving holistic wealth. There's the Certified Holistic Wealth Consultant Program. That's the signature course. There's the Certified Trauma of Money Program. And there's so many other resources and courses there to help you. And I just wanted to note as well that the ebook version of the new Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated book is on sale now on Amazon.com for 99 cents. And it's on Amazon.ca for 99 cents. So if you have not yet gotten your copy of the book, now's the time, because that's available only for a very, very limited time. And feel free to share it with your friends, your family, colleagues. It's a great deal. And it's the key resource for this podcast, of course, for this episode today that we're going to be talking about, which is so critically important, especially now with a pandemic and everything that we've been going through. So let's get right into it. Now, I chose this topic because I was a guest on Clint Murphy's podcast. It's called The Pursuit of Learning Podcast. And we discussed it, and I want to dive deeper into it because it's so relevant and it's something I discussed in the book. And I think it's just critically important. So everyone is concerned with becoming a millionaire when they should be focused on holistic wealth. And I just want to read for you a part of the introduction of the book. Just this one paragraph in the introduction where I talk about the traditional concept of wealth and how we define that as opposed to the concept of holistic wealth. So in the introduction to the book, I state the traditional concept of wealth as defined solely by a person's net income and material possessions needs to be revised by a whole new generation of women who value not just amassing physical assets, but also collecting experiences, engaging in meaningful work, and having more control over their time. It's the hour for women to become advocates for a new concept of wealth that includes health and their well-being and a life well-lived. I want all women and men, I want everyone to join me in the movement for a new concept of holistic wealth. And so that's the paragraph I just wanted to read to set us off on this topic today, because it's such an important topic. And I want to break it down for you in terms of why this is so critically important for all of us. So as you know, and for those of you who've been listening to this podcast, holistic wealth focuses on the combination of five pillars, right? There's the spiritual, mental, physical, financial, emotional. When we are healthy in each of these areas, we are truly wealthy. Now, when we focus on one area, or we worry, get concerned, have anxiety about just one area, which is the financial part, then that also creates gaps, right? Because we're talking about all these pillars that I just listed forming the basis of holistic wealth. And so when we set goals, we talk about setting goals more holistically. So they include all these pillars. So we're not deficient in one pillar over another one. And so when we focus on just becoming, let's say, a millionaire without the larger picture, then it creates problems because then we're not truly resilient. We haven't outlined a vision for our lives and we want to be legacy makers, right? So yes, you can outline a goal for yourself, but we need to put it in this context, this framework for holistic wealth. And that's the key point I want to make because of course, financial independence is a key part of holistic wealth, but it has to be within this broader framework so we can be truly holistically wealthy. We can weather setbacks. We can weather those storms and have a more meaningful life. So what is the path to holistic wealth? Now, in the book, The New and Expanded Version of Holistic Wealth, I've laid out the path very, very nicely in a practical way. There are four key sections of the book that encompass the true path to holistic wealth. When we achieve mental, spiritual, physical, financial, and emotional health, we focus on number one, and this is the first part of the book, our intentional life purpose. And in the book, I lay out several chapters. I think it's the first 10 chapters of the book that comprise your life purpose portfolio. And that helps you to craft your life purpose portfolio. Because see, we're not just having just one financial goal and that's the be all and end all because we think that's going to make us happy. And once we achieve it, everything is going to be perfect because we know money does not equal happiness, right? So we have these broader things so that we're making everything more holistic. And so intentional life purpose is one part, financial independence, goodwill and strong relationships, physical and spiritual nourishment. And I want to bring about a key point right now in terms of the concept of a holistic wealth bank account that I also spoke about in the book. And that's also wrapped up in the holistic wealth method. So every single day, each of us makes 50,000 decisions per day, as I stated in the book. Some of us make those decisions non-strategically, mindlessly, right? When we make our goals, we have to be strategic about them. And so the idea is that when you make a decision, ask yourself, am I making a deposit or a withdrawal to my holistic wealth bank account? And what we want to do is we want to focus on deposits always. We don't want to be making withdrawals until we become bankrupt. We want to be focused on deposits always because deposits build on each other, right? Like compound interest and every single thing in terms of a deposit that we're doing to enrich ourselves helps us in the long run. Now, when we talk about intentional life purpose, which is the first part, we spoke about the life purpose portfolio. And that's such a critical piece because I think it's essential that we figure out what our life purpose is, right? And so in doing so, I've laid out so many different practical tools and tips in the book to help you do that. But I want you to remember some key points when you think about your life purpose portfolio is ego, right? Should never be front and center in it. So kill that ego. And you know, when you make just one goal based on ego, right? Then it becomes a problem. It becomes problematic because it might not be sustainable. It might not build happiness and joy or meaning in our lives. And that's what we want to do with living a holistically wealthy lifestyle. So kill the ego. When you make your goals, don't put ego front and center, right? Ego is the enemy. Just remember that. So live your values. And it's so funny that in the book, I talk about having a personal mission. And that is also critical. When you outline your values, you're able to then write your personal mission statement. And in chapter 3 of the book, I go through all of that with examples. The other point I want you to remember is that incomparably you, that while building your intentional life purpose portfolio, that there's only one you, there will only ever be one you. Your journey is not to be compared with anyone else's, that you're living an authentic life, that you're not making a goal because you want to follow somebody else or because you think it will do X, Y, and Z, that you are making that goal authentic to you. So when you live within your purpose, your life will be well lived, and all your daily actions in life should align with your purpose, right? So when we talk about especially the whole concept of ego, it's so funny how we are socially programmed from early childhood to want these bright, shiny objects, right? So a lot of people, you know, depending on where you're from and how you were brought up, it's all about bright, shiny object syndrome, the mansion on the hill, the nice car, the fancy title at work, the new promotion. And for so many people, that signifies their self-worth. So they tie their net worth to self-worth. And it's actually one of the major, major money blocks out there when you tie your net worth to your self-worth, because then when you encounter a life-altering setback and some of those things get taken away, the fancy new title, the new promotion at work, for example, then we start questioning our self-worth. Who am I? Why am I here? And those types of existential questions. And that's why I want you to make your goals from a holistic perspective. And that's why this holistic wealth framework is so important. So when we make our goals and we're killing that ego, we're actually asking ourselves, do I really want this? Is this in line with my values? Does this align with my bigger purpose? And do I even know what that purpose is? So live your values. One other way to do that is consider the people around you who you admire and ask yourself, what behaviors do they have? What traits are visible to you? What books do they read? What do they listen to? How do they behave? You know, it's so funny that most of us work in organizations and the people at the top are not necessarily the people who we most admire in life. They have the fancy title and the fancy promotions every 6 months, but are those the people who you really admire? Are those the people whose values you really want to emulate? How do they treat you at work? How do they treat your coworkers? Are those the people you want to live like? Is that the legacy you want to leave? Because remember, you are incomparable. You are unique. How you approach your life and your values should be unique. So don't get caught up in the comparison game, right? Which does not end well for anyone. When crafting your life purpose portfolio, make it uniquely your own. So let's go to the financial independence portfolio section. And financial independence is living a life without the need for a paycheck. That's the basic definition. It provides us with freedom and choice, time freedom, location freedom, money freedom, and choice. And so to achieve financial independence, have a plan. Have a plan for how you are going to achieve it and work backwards. So if you budget, do a reverse budget and say to yourself, well, would it be $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month that would make me financially independent? And then work backwards to achieve that in terms of the sources of income that you need, how you need to save, how you need to invest to achieve that. And also leverage your income to do that. So you know how at the beginning of this podcast, I said, everyone is concerned about becoming a millionaire. What you should be concerned about is holistic wealth. Well, this is it, because financial independence as a goal is a much more broader goal. It's a goal that gives you time freedom, location freedom, money freedom. So like, you're not just saying, yeah, once I become a millionaire, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to have time freedom, location freedom. That's not necessarily the case. As a matter of fact, for the vast majority of people, it might not. But financial independence is a concept that can help you towards that. And especially if your values are aligned towards that. Like, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a money goal to say X is my goal. I'm just saying we need to put it in this framework that's more holistic. So we need to have a plan, right? And when you're focusing on financial independence, you need a plan. And that should include your budget, right? And tracking your cash flow. So it's so important that you know where you want to get to, what you need to do to work backwards to get to that point. and understand what you need to invest in over time to achieve your goals. You know, consider investment options. And the book is such a good resource for that. So I'm not going to touch on everything because I can't. And the book is there to help you. And it's on sale for $79.99 right now. So you can go and grab it. And let's talk about goodwill and strong relationships, which is also critical to holistic wealth. You know, it's so funny how when we lay out our goals, when we focus on ego, we're putting ourselves front and center and we're not thinking about those around us and how our goals align with our family and what we need to do to strengthen the connections around us. And so goodwill and strong relationships is that part of holistic wealth. So those relationships help us bounce back from life-altering setbacks. The people we surround ourselves with determine our success in life. So it's important to choose your circle wisely. Choose your rooms wisely, right? And service to others should be the highest goal. So when you think about crafting your goal, service to humanity should be the highest goal. And so when you choose the right circle of people around you, you're looking for a set of people who can enrich you, who can enrich your holistic wealth bank account, because you know that saying, your network is really your net worth. And that's so true. And for many of us, right, we want to have diversity of thought. We want to have people around us who will challenge us, who will make us grow. And so surround yourself with people who will push, challenge you, and support you at the same time. You don't want to be around people who won't tell you your blind spots. They'll help you figure it out and know how to help you move forward, right? So you want to choose your rooms, right? If you want to increase your intelligence, you want to be around smart people. You want to be around people who can challenge and really add to your thought process. And when you help others, you're helping yourself. And I talk about this a lot in the book, because sometimes we think, wow, I'm doing so much for other people. What am I doing for myself? But you know what? It comes back to us in so many different ways. And that's why I think paying it forward is such a great way to live. So your material wealth will not live on when you're gone, but the people you've touched and the charity you provided will live in the hearts of those people you touched. So choose wisely in terms of the legacy. Always think about legacy and service to humanity. And so spiritual and physical nourishment, which is another part of the book. We all need physical health. We all need to have our emotional health intact. And we also need that spiritual part of us to be enriched, right? COVID brought to light how fragile these things can be, and that without health, there can be no true wealth. So slow down, pause, breathe, and listen. Listen to your heart, listen to your soul, listen to the desires of your heart, and really go with that. You know, in the book, I also talk about listening to your intuition, which is also a key part of finding your purpose and building that holistic wealth portfolio. And it's so important, the power of pause. And that's something that I've spoken about several times. So meditation, mindfulness, slowing down and being present, observing your thoughts, observing how you're feeling, observing your mood, and really listening to your body and your soul. In doing this, you're going to find out how much and how far you've already come. You know, it's so funny how so many of us think we're not enough, but you are already enough. There's no amount of shiny material objects, right, that are going to make you feel enough if you're not feeling worthy inside. And so that's the key part two of this journey. And I'm hoping that you will continue to join me on the show as we go through, you know, lessons and, you know, listen to experts and solo episodes on how to achieve holistic wealth. This book is based on my experience, and it's so important that we learn from each other. And so, as I said, the ebook version of the new Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated book is now available on sale on Amazon.com for 99 cents, and it's on sale on Amazon.ca. So get your copy, spread the word. It's a limited time sale, and it won't be there forever. So have a great week, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Holistic Wealth Podcast.
Thank you for joining us this week on Holistic Wealth with Keisha Blair. Make sure to visit our website, KeishaBlair.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS, so you will never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Are you a member of the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If not, what are you waiting for? Go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth/memberships to choose your membership plan and join. As a member, you get so many perks. Free worksheets, advice, coaching, and a member's workshop to design an intentionally designed life. You need to figure out your life purpose? Take the Build Your Life Purpose Portfolio online self-paced course. You're struggling with all your money decisions? Take the free financial identities quiz and then take the course. You recently had a breakup, job loss, or experienced the death of a loved one? Take the holistic healing course. You need an overall plan to achieve holistic wealth? We will help you figure out your holistic wealth blueprint. And of course, if you want to start making money by helping others achieve holistic wealth, become a certified holistic wealth consultant. Regardless of what career you've got, the Institute will show you how to increase your income and walk in your purpose. The sooner you join, the sooner you start to achieve a more holistically wealthy lifestyle. And you're going to want to stay for a very long time. So go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth/memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning, best-selling Holistic Wealth 32 Life Lessons to help you find purpose, prosperity, and happiness.